Back home, Sinn Féin has accused the government of giving a massive tax break to people with gold-plated pensions. The claim came a short time ago at leaders' questions in the Dáil, with the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, responding that budget negotiations were instead focused on increasing the state pension. Now, this comes on a day when an opinion poll suggests there's been a further rise in support for Fine Gael. The Irish Times Ipsos poll puts the party's support on 27%. That's up 4. Fianna Fáil at 19 are down 1, while Sinn Féin are at 20%, a fall of 3 points. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is at Leinster House. Paul, talk to us about this pensions row. What's at the heart of it?
Well, the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, said that the government had received an independent review of the standard fund threshold and it was now going to act on some of the recommendations, and they're going to do that not immediately but in a staggered way from 2026 upwards. Now, this threshold had at one time, you know, back in the noughties, related to pensions up to €5 million. Now, what they're planning on doing is allowing those at the top to build up a pension pot of around €2.8 million. So that's a recommendation coming from an independent review, and the minister saying the government is acting on that. From Sinn Féin's point of view, is that we should not, as a country, be assisting people with pension pots of that scale, €2.8 million. And it was the finance spokesperson for the party, Piers Doherty, was asking the question, why should it be that a worker in Tesco, that some of their tax money should be assisted and used to help people who've got gold-plated pensions, multiples of what they're ever going to get? So that was the tussle between Piers Doherty and the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, in the Dáil this morning. It follows on from that announcement of that increase by the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, yesterday. And he was talking about it in the context of the budget. One thing that Dara O'Brien was trying to do to counter the Sinn Féin argument was to say that this government has, year on year at each budget, increased the pension for everyone, and that was what they would continue to do come October the 1st.
Dara O'Brien also pressed at leaders' questions on child homelessness. Now, this raised, I think, by Labour leader Ivana Bacic.
Yes, she was saying that the figures for the number of children who are now living in emergency accommodation stands at 4,401. Next week, we're going to get the figures for the month of August. She said the expectation was that it would go up again. She said there'd been an increase of 70% in child homelessness since this government took office, and basically that the government's Housing for All plan is failing on every metric, not just homelessness, but also rents have jumped by 27% over the past 3 years. House prices continue to jump as well. Now, in reply, Dara O'Brien said it was a challenging era, but he was optimistic that the number of people exiting emergency accommodation was what he called increasing substantially, and therefore he felt that this was going to turn, this was going to change. And he quoted some statistics: 630 families have moved into what he called safe and secure homes in the second quarter of this year, and that number was going to increase. He was arguing that they are making progress, that there's now 2,000 tenancies when it comes to cost rental, they've got 500 first time buyers in a year, that more social homes have been developed last year than the had been in 50 years. So it was a battle of statistics ongoing, but the minister's effectively saying things are bad, but we're turning the corner. Labour saying things are only getting worse.
We've been talking about gold-plated pensions. Let's talk about the infamous gold-plated bike shed. It was raised by Pather Tobin of Aintu, and we can give a listen now to his contribution.
And I think that the Gucci bike shed that we see is a microcosm of the L'Oreal attitude of this government, that we are worth it. And again, what is going to be the accountability? Lessons will be learned and a report will be published just when everybody else has moved on. The question I'm asking for you is, when are we going to have individual responsibility? When will there be a cost for decisions that are made such as this that cost the country so much? Who signed off on the government bike shed, and what rank were they within the OPW?
Pather Tobin of Aintu. Paul, what did Dara O'Brien say in response?
Well, he referenced the fact that the chair of the Office of Public Works is due to go before the Oireachtas Commission to explain how pricing happened. And he went on to say that every deputy in the House, whether they're on the government benches or on the opposition benches, wanted to ensure that there was going to be accountability on that issue. And we got a little bit more information today where we learned through the reporting of Ken Fox that one of the reasons for this cost could be that the building of the actual bike shed was hit by a series of delays in in September of last year. They thought it was going to be finished by the end of January. Then it ended up being February. Then it ended up being March. And part of the delay was due to the fact that it could only, the building could only take place on days that the Parliament wasn't sitting. There was also issues about concerns about parking spaces. There was also issues in relation to dust. So it seems that this project was due to take 3 months and ended up taking twice as long.
It's beginning to give the Children's Hospital a run for its money. Just finally, Paul, I know for a lot of people the election speculation gets pretty tedious, but, you know, every poll suggests that Fine Gael has significant momentum. What are the chances at this stage that Simon Harris will say, well, listen, this election chatter, it's getting a bit distracting. It's distracting us from the business of government, so we may as well just go for it.
Well, I think that Simon Harris and his government moved the budget from usually October 7th or 8th to October 1st. And by that created this window whereby it was an option for them to go early to the country if they should so choose. Now, the reason we were told was that Jack Chambers had a meeting to go in Brussels, but few people in Leinster House believe that's the case. That's the reason that's fueling this question as to whether or not the three coalition leaders are going to decide on it, or Taoiseach Simon Harris, as he has the power, is just going to declare it. These opinion polls are feeding into that idea that this is the crest of a wave. And if you look at what happened to Leo Varadkar in the past, he didn't go on the crest of the wave and Fine Gael ended up being hurt by it. So the question would be, is Simon Harris going to cut and run? He continued to hold the line today saying that this government has more work to do, but some people within his party certainly, both ministers and right down to the backbenchers, feel this is probably as good as you're going to get, so you should go for it.
There is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood, etc., etc. Paul Cunningham, thank you very much for joining us from Leinster House.